Okay, we're up today to the post-mother-in-law problems. On Daf Chavav. Daf Chavav. 35 days in the Omer, Tarshin Samachay. At the two dots. Umedalat ha'aretz, hish'ir nivuzradan rav tabachim. We've just been speaking about the mashka, the farsimona, and various things that are flammable things to use for that cannot be used. Ish keep a mashka, the farsimona. Agav, that we're bringing in, that there was a special gezeira from the Nebuzradan to make sure that the land would continue to function for things that were necessary. What were those? Karmim and Yogvim. Yogvim is Lashon Yekev. So what's the Pshat Yog gave? What was so important about that? Omer, Tani Rav Yosef, Elu Melakte Afar Simon, Mien Gedi Ve'ad Ramta. There was a particular Afar Simon that grew. Actually, it's not known particularly what this is. Interestingly enough, from Ein Gedi that was internationally known, and they didn't want to be mafsik the production of it. They weren't being kind to the Jews and leaving behind the Dalat Haaretz or Kormim and Yogvim, but they wanted to have the Afar Simon. So that's the Kerem in the sense of every orchard is actually called the Kerem. The Kerem is really a lashon of bringing in. The Korem is the one who brings in the various crops. In the broader sense, Kerem Stam could include anything. So here we're translating as the Afar Simon, which was very famous in that area. The Yogvim, which is a lashon of the same word that you would use for the winery, certainly the wine. I mean, they had plenty of their own wine. But what was necessary was the Tzayadei Lazon, the production of Tchelet and Eretz Yisrael that went all over the world, as we learn in the Brochas, at Kulam Tzrichim La'yadei Tchelet. So here too, the Muzradan had to leave over the people from Sulamot Shotzur, from Rosh HaNikra area, essentially, at Hefa, that there was, that entire area was filled, the people's profession was finding chilazonot and making the trelet, so he couldn't afford, if the royalty wore those kind of clothing, he certainly couldn't afford to destroy the trelet's making. Getting back now to our sugya of the din of Shemen Sreifa, in Madlikin betevel tamei bechol, this is a very interesting halacha. We've learned the din of not lighting Truma Tumea B'Shabbos because of the Gezerah of Yantiv and so on. But this is rather striking. Once we're on the topic, you can't use Tevel, that's Tumea, to burn. Even Bechol, Reinzer, Gloma, B'Shabbat, forget about at problems of Shabbos, but even Bechol, you can't light Tevel. And even during the week, you cannot use highly flammable kerosene, so refined kerosene, neft lavan, for sure on Shabbos. Now, neft lavan, I understand. I mean, that's already dangerous, basically. Chazal are telling us, I'll not endanger your lives by using highly flammable liquids to light a lamp in your home. That's all you need. A kid bumps into the light, burns down the house. So that I understand, and that's Mibnei Shu'av. Tevel Tameh, what would be the reason not to light Tevel Tameh? You have Shemen, you didn't take off Trubas and Isis yet. So you have Shemen, Tevel's not Aser Ba'ana. Tevel's not Aser Ba'ana. So why? Af means it's flammable. Flies, yeah. We had it before, the first line of the page, Erev Shabbos. Avel Tevel Tameh, my time. So before we spoke about this pasuk, that there's a remez here to two trumot. B'shtei trumot ha-katuv mendaber, achat trumat Torah, v'achat trumat tameyah. We use this as a raya that it's lecha. You could be nene from trumat tameyah. But meanwhile, it's fascinating because the Torah is comparing trumat tameyah to trumat tameyah. So just like you should know, when do you have rishus? to the truma. The kohen gets his rishus to use the truma. Can you give tevel to the kohen and say to the kohen, look, anyway, you'd get the truma, so you might as well enjoy the tevel? Of course not. Siamese, you have to take off the truma. So just like truma Torah, in lechabat, you have no rights to it. Ela misha'at haramada ela. You can only use it after you've taken out the truma from the tevel. So too, by tevel tamei, it boils down to, it contains, so to speak, truma tamei. So in lechabat, ela misha'at haramada ela. You want to burn your truma, very good. Take off the truma and then burn it, but it's not yours to use until it's been removed from the tevel. Gufa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, ein madlikin bitzori. We spoke before about the question of utilizing tzori, and that got us onto the whole story of the mother-in-law. Furthermore, we have a similar halacha that we find that others say. V'chein haya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, assuming, and that's what this is based on, as we'll see, assuming that hadlaka should be from peros, then tzori eino ela sraf miyatzei ktav. So the same way that you don't use the eitz itself as a fuel, you can't use the sraf. We'll see later on the shita that you could only use peros, not eitzim in any level. Rabbi Yishmael omer, kol hayotzei min ha'eitz ein madlikin bo. You can't use any kind of derivative from eitzim at all, which would preclude. No, anything that's yotzim min ha'eitz, which would include the sap.
But not to peros.
Yeah, it's not called yotzim min ha'eitz. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you meant. Yes, the eitz part of the tree. Rabbi Shmuel ben Baruch Omer, it's worse than that. In Madlikin el b'yotzim in apri, it's not only when it comes to things that grow on trees you can only use the fruit. Bechalal, you cannot light candles unless the fuel grew in a fruit, which precludes using animal fats or the fish or the fish fats, the kerosene. Anything that hasn't grown on a tree is not suitable for adlakas neiros. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, forget about it. Ein mavigin al b'shemen zayit bilvad. You're only allowed to use shemen zayit. And here is where Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri stood up and protested. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri al raglavi omar. So according to you, tell me, ma yasu anshei bavel she'ein lem ela shemen sumsumi. What do you do in a culture? You have a big chumrah over here. Only light your candles on Shabbos with shemen zayit. It's a lovely chumrah. I'm sure in your home you can do that. And what is a whole society of Jews that live in Babel supposed to do who don't have shemen zayit? So in other words, you're telling them they shouldn't bother lighting Shabbos candles. Because, I mean, it's improper to light with anything. That's ridiculous. Ma yasu anshei Madai, she'en lahem ela shemen hadozim. Ma yasu anshei Alexandria, she'en lahem ela shemen tzinonot. Forget about kapotke. I mean, kapotke, don't anything. All they have is neft. So what are you saying? None of these people should light candles. Ela in lecha, ela masham lechachamim in madlikim. The only things that are out of the running are the things mentioned beferish in the first Mishnah because of problems of proper burning in the chashash. So zephet, fine, I understand. But anything else that works, there's no chashashan, it's perfectly good. Furthermore,
this is, I mean, clearly they had shemen zayit.
Yeah, I mean,
it was just expensive.
Seems like
hard to get.
Normal guy has shemen zayit. Seemingly expensive in Babel. They don't grow zayin locally.
There were lots of export from American soil.
That's true. It could be maybe Alexandria at the time. I mean, Alexandria had its good periods and its tough periods in Alexandria at the time.
Is that an issue?
Sure, it's an issue. If I'm not going to use it, I'm not going to use it. And that's the end. You know, it's a chumrin dosili de kula. Bottom line is you're making it impossible for people to have it. This is not the common oil. It certainly doesn't mean it's not available. Umadlikin b'shemen dagim. You can even use fish oil, ubeitran, and you can use the psalat of the zephet, the pitch. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer, Madlikim b'shemen pekuot u'beneft. You can use also the gourds that have the oil, and you can use kerosene. Sumbrisomer, kol hayotze min habasar en madlikim bo. Normally, you can't light on anything that comes from basar, which of course is the fats that we were talking about in the Mishnah. The only one that's okay is shemen dagim. We said that before. What do you mean? Sumpas hainutana kama. What's the difference between what Sumpas Ben said and what Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri said? They're not changing anything. He spoke about Shem and Dagim. So what's Sumpas adding? Ikebenayotu Bruno Merav, along the signing. The question over here is whether this is going dafka liba to Bruno Merav. Remember, Bruno Merav was the one who said that if you add real oil, olive oil, so you change the surface tension, then you can use these things. Well, without adding it, you can't use these things. I mean, there, of course, Rabbi Amarav was talking about adding to things that you're not allowed to use. So the question, at least the way Rashi learns it, is whether it's dafka with the use, in other words, the machlokas here between Tzumchas or Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, is one holds that you can use the Shemen Dagim as it is, the other one is saying you can use the shemen dogim with ta'arobas shemen, but you wouldn't be able to do that, Rabbuna Marab's trick of adding shemen zayit to real chalet. So it's a whole new take. There's now different levels. Certain types of shmonim, there's a man the Amaral's, won't help to have Rabbuna Marab. You can't mix it with shemen zayit. Others you can mix. It's not clear which one is which. In other words, we don't know whether the Sumchas is being more machmer and says you need dafka shemen to mix with it, or Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri is more chomer. That isn't clear. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, kol hayotze min ha'etz, ein bo mishum shalosh al shalosh. Furthermore, says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, anything which is a byproduct of a plant has no din of tuma on the size of 3x3. Now we'll see whether it has a din of tuma lechlal as a beged. But there's two shiurim on the begadim. There's a shiur of etzbaot, which is lashon nikeva, and therefore we refer to a shalosh al shalosh. And there's a shiur of tfachim, which is lashon zachar, and therefore we are shalosh al shalosh. So it's easy to be mechalik each time without mentioning etzbaot. An etzba is about 2 to 2.5 centimeters, according to the various shitas, which means the tefach would be up to 10 centimeters, some hold only 8 centimeters, because it's 4 etzbaot. What are these two shiurim? Basically, almost everybody is agreed that these shiurim are drabona. They're not, there are some acronym who want to say that it's one of the halakha of Hashem Sinai. It's muskam kimat by all, that these are simply logical shiurim. Question is, what is the size of a piece of material that is considered to be ra'ui l'shimush and wouldn't just be thrown out? Any beged is a din of a kli, normally. Here the question is, what happens if it's just a small piece? The same thing is true of a beged. If you actually make a beged, and it's very small, of course it's a makabel tuma. There's no shear, there's no minimum shear to a kli, and there's no minimum shear to a beged. The question over here is, you haven't formed a beged, or the beged was torn. So now the shayla, by the way, the other case would be, I have in mind to make a larger beged. And just like any other kli, till I finish what I'm working on, it's not makabel tuma. I don't care how big it is. That's like anything else. So the kli is only yare b'makshava. My makshava is, this is when it should be ready. That's when it's ready. Here the question is, I have pieces now. Have they lost their din of beged? For poor people, I will not throw out, as a poor man, something that shalash al shalash. An usher will throw out something that shalash al shalash. He's not interested in sitting there patching things up and using little tiny patches. Something that could be used as a potholder and has some immediate tashmish, fine. I understand, I'll keep. So So the question is, there's some in Yanim, we'll see later on, in which Shalosh al Shalosh is the Shir, but when it comes, for instance, for Tumas Midras, it has to be right for sitting on. Certainly, Shalosh al Shalosh at Tzvos is too tiny to be worth anything to sit on. But Shalosh al Shalosh at Tvachim would already be Makabo Tumas Midras. So now the Shaila is, things that come from wood byproducts, or that grow from the ground, don't have a din of Tumah of Shalosh al Shalosh. We'll see this in Machlokas in the Gemara, whether that means they don't have a din of Tumah, the way we refer to the Tumah, Shalosh al Shalosh, or they do have a din of Tumah, but not this shear of Shalosh al Shalosh. Chutz mi Pishtan. Now the Pishtan, of course, is the Araisa. The Torah talks about Pishtan as being Makabel Tumah when it comes to Tumat Negaim, so we have no question. The Torah views Pishtan as being a fundamental Begad. Therefore, Misachachimah, you could use for your schach anything which is a mekabel tuma. So anything besides pishta, which wouldn't be mekabel tuma shalosh al shalosh, would be okay to use for your sichos, because they're not mekabel tuma. Here, of course, it's dependent on how we learn. If we'll see that in the Machlokas and the Gemara, but assuming that we're saying it could be mekabel tuma, and now the shaila is that it's Shalosh al Shalosh, so Tosis has a lot of kashas to this, because, I mean, here the mashmaut would be, let's say if it's not Shalosh al Shalosh, so then Pishtan can't be Mekabel Tumah either. So, I mean, according to that, you could use something even though it's fundamentally Mekabel Tumah.
If it's less than three.
As long as it's less than three, right? And yet, Gemara and Sukkah says, Befer is not like that. If you were Mesachech, you're Sukkah. But little pieces, less than 3x3 of Pishtan, the Sukkah is possible. So is it the Gemara over here seems natural, it's because of the size. So he wants to explain it over there, it's talking about it was originally part of a beged that was shy of the Kabel Tumah. At that point it becomes nitzo for schach. It doesn't now become roy for sikuk. Something that never was a beged, and you're now in the process of making it. So then shalosh al shalosh would pachas, shalosh al shalosh would be kosher. That's his teretz. He asks a lot of kashas on that teretz, and has a lot of discussion. But first, let's take a look at the Gemara. Omer Abaye, I believe that this mimer, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who says that there's no din of tumah on anything, any vegetable material, except pishta, at a size of 3x3, is the equivalent of the Tana Devei Reb Yishmael. Amru Davar Echad. To me, they're basically saying the same exact thing. Because, what am I referring to? Reb Shimon Elazar, I mean, Adi Amar, what we just talked about. The Tana Devei Reb Yishmael, what's the reference to the Tani? Tana Devei Reb Yishmael. Ho'il v'nemru begadim b'torah stam. Very often the Torah refers to begad. In the sugya of someone who dies, it talks about Yitameh's begadab. To Masheret, it talks about Yitameh begadab. All of the dinim of Tumah. Tzitzis, it talks about Bigadar, Makafe, Bigdehem. Doesn't define it, it just says a clothing, whatever it's made out of. And yet, there's one place the Torah is very careful to define it, and that's Negayim. There's one place where the Torah says now, where we have, by Shatnas, right, and, well, the Tzemer Pishtan Yaakov says Beferet, but the place where it says Beged is together with Negoim itself. So it's Piret v'chakatuv be'echad mem. There's one place by Negoim where it says Beferish Adina Beged, and there it says Bebeged Tzemer Bebeged Pishtim. So Bala Alan Tzemer Pishtim. Havko Tzemer Pishtim. If that's the case, then Tzemer Pishtim is the definition of Beged all over.
To the exclusion of
everything else, cotton, canvas. Those aren't begadim. So in other words, according to Abaye, Reb Yishmael is clearly saying they're not begadim, which means they won't be mekabel tumah, even if they are shalosh al shalosh. They're not what the Torah defines as beged when it talks about tumah bechlal.
That's probably as many as there was.
Well, the other things are listed beferish. As Suor is listed beferish. Tzemer is listed beferish. The Yotzei Minayis, the only example we have is Pishtim. It's stresses Badaka Pishtim. There's nothing to do about it. So therefore, according to me, according to what Abaye is saying, what Rav Shimon ben Elazar meant when he said Shalosh HaShalosh is not Mekabel Tumah, is that there's Bechlav no Tumah. These things are not called Begadim. So that means Beget Temru Pishtim or Bust. Rava says, well, I don't understand how you reach that conclusion. All Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, Rich, was 3x3. He didn't say anything else. And you claim the reason he says 3x3 is because he's saying there's no Tumas Begadim. So why would he say it like that? Why wouldn't he say, Enim Atami Tumas Begadim? So if he's saying 3x3, there's a tremendous difference between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Yishmael. The difference being, Shlosha or Shlosha B'Sha'ar Begadim Ikebinai. What would be the din on a non-Pishtan Beged, of a cotton Beged, that is now 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim? Not 3 etzpot by 3 etzpot. The Tanenberry Bishmal excluded the material from the concept of baggage. According to him, what's the difference? How big it is. That's not the issue. But Reb Shimon ben Elazar, all he said was that there's no din of shalosh al shalosh. So there's the difference. Reb Shimon ben Elazar itle. Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds that there's no din of shalosh al shalosh, but there certainly is a din of shloisha al shloisha. That's already ro'ui le'ashirim as well. Later on we're going to discuss, and how does he know that the Torah, and why isn't Rabbi Shmuel right? How does he know that the Torah allows these things to be Mekabel Tumah? And we're going to search for his source. But it's only, the way he presented it, it clearly was only a function of the size that was the problem. When it comes to Rabbi Shmuel less like Klal, but he doesn't know that there's any Tumah at all. Okay, but fine. But everybody's agreed. In other words, Tzemru Pishtim is certainly Tumah. Is that right? So there's the Kuli Alamiyad, Shalosh or Shalosh, but Tzemru Pishtim, Mitami Vidagai. Now you're saying that's a given. How do we know that that's a given? I mean, isn't a Beged a Beged? Something that you wear, you know, wear a little patch. Why is that called a Beged? Where did they get the idea that a piece of material is called a Beged? Tzemru, Beged. Why, when the Torah says over here the word beged, I might think that means literally a beged, something that's complete, like any other kli, usable kli, something you'd wear. And the other beged? So when the Torah is talking about, by nega, that the beged becomes tummy, what becomes tummy? An entire beged. Shalosh al shalosh binayin. How do we know that a piece of 3 etzba'ot will be makabel tumah? Talmud lomar. Therefore, stresses the pasuk v'ha beged kibo negatzar v'ha beged. It's unnecessary to say. So v'ha beged is coming to be marve, even the din of shalosh etzpaot al shalosh etzpaot, which of course is a leap that's not justifiable. Maybe it's shalosh shloshat vachim al shloshat vachim. Asks the Gemara, who's to say that it means 3 etzpaot? How could it be that? I mean, it's a Kavah Chomer, isn't it? If Shesi the Erev, the Torah says beferish, that if you have a spool of thread, and there's a nega in the spool of thread itself, which is used, but Shesi the Erev, what are the thick threads, which are used for the war?
Oh, not in the loom?
What do you mean?
It doesn't have to be in the loom?
No. The thread itself. It's made, the difference between Shesi and Erev is in the thickness of the thread, not necessarily where it's positioned in the loom. So even Shesi Erev is Betami. So what do I need a pasuk to tell me a piece of material 3x3 tvachim? I mean, obviously if a spool is Betami.
How do we know a spool is?
It says Beferish no pasuk. Bashesi or Be'erev. And it says it separately for Beged. By Beged, O Bashesi or Be'erev. So, why do I need a riot to tell me 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim? I understand, so you could say exactly the same job. Say the same logic, 3 etzpot by 3 etzpot. What are you saying? You see the Arab is just a thread. So koshikin, a piece of material that's woven out of the thread. No. So then by that same token, I don't need a riot to bring me for shalosh al shalosh. Why did you need the pusik v'ha beged? So then, Yehaki Shalosh Hashalosh Nami Lei Tebe Kavakoma. Why can't I bring that from a Kavakoma too? No, there's a big difference. Because Shlosha Shlosha, Dechazu Bein La Ashirim, Bein La Aniyim, Ati Be Kavakoma. Look, the bottom line is that a raw material, by definition, suitable for anybody. I mean, Doesn't matter how rich you are, you got to start somewhere. So you're going to need a spool of thread somewhere. That's going to become your baguette. The question is, once now it's a patch. So it's not going to be suitable for an usher. He's not interested in. So therefore, if you're talking about shlosha tefachim on shlosha tefachim, which is a reasonable size to be used even by ashirim, so then obviously it's a kal vachomer. If the thread even, which is, hasn't been woven, which was roi for the usher, is metame ben negayim, so kosher kene, beged large enough to use, that's woven out of those threads, are for sure going to be metame. But when it comes to sholosh or sholosh, it wouldn't be that the Torah added the word veha beged. I would say, what's the kal vachomer? Shesiva erev is roi lashirin, and this piece of patch is not roi lashirin. Therefore, comes along the Torah that told me, taima de kat vekra. The only reason that I can be certain that it's metame ben negayim is because the Torah says so. Alokat vekra, lo gandina de kal vachomer. I wouldn't have been able to learn it out from a kal vachomer.
From meaning veha.
Right. Without that Vahabegah, there'd be nothing I could do.
So it turned out like when it was a Shazia that had a capacity and then it turned into a patch, it lost it.
Because now it's not ruined.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so it's only because we have the Pasuk. Well, I mean, you could have said that Imel Rabbi Shloishal Shloisha B'Shar B'Ganim. I mean, is that so clear, this logic, to make that distinction? The Torah uses, Torah's talking about begotten. The Torah uses now an extra word to expand on the concept of begotten. You have an idea in your mind that the expansion is in the direction of non-usable for Ashirim begotten. I mean, there's a different way of looking at it. You could say that the expansion is in the direction of other materials. But not
special.
In other words, once you're talking about the kal vachomer, giving you the basis of what you need to know by negoyim, and you have an extra pasuk, expand it in the direction of shleisha or shleisha, b'shar begadim. It makes sense. I'm talking about beged. I'm trying to give you a definition of beged. I never gave you the definition anywhere else. You logically you know that there's a difference between something usable for Ashirim and something not usable for Ashirim. So therefore, the first thing you should use the kal vachomer for, the extra pasuk for, is to tell me things that violate that. Maybe the thing to use the extra pasuk for is to say, even though the example of nega, in which the thing becomes the source of tumor, rather than being makabel tumor, remember, the goyim is a very special case. The goyim is not talking about only Richie, not only makabel tumor, it becomes the source of tuma, because it itself is a nega. So you want to tell me that a nega in a different material is not called a nega? Fine, I can accept that. But at the same time, you want to make it clear that, of course, I don't mean that another material is not called a beged. So I throw in the word veha beged to say, look, veha beged, as far as kabbalat tuma is concerned, could be anything, could be cotton too. The beged, in terms of making itself tameh as a nega, fine, that may be limited. So veha beged maybe should be marbe, the din of other begadim of a full size, meaning a size really for ashirim. So how do you know it doesn't come to tell me that? No, it can't mean that, because omar kra beged semer uvishtim, the Torah constantly repeats. This is a klal prat of klal, actually, we darshna. So in the prat, it mentions the din of a beged samer or beged pishtim. And there it's mamash a klal of prat. If that's the case, it means beged samer or pishtim, midiachrin lo. Oh, okay, fine, let's say that. I'll accept that, you're right, it says that. But maybe the miut of Temru Pishte is Dafka Mishalosh al Shalosh. Avo Shlosha al Shlosha Mitamu. Maybe ideas like this. The truth is, there's a ribui for Shlosha al Shlosha. When it came to the Beged, when it, to Nega, specifically, Enochinami, a Nega can actually be metame even shalish al shalish. It's the same as just the spool of thread. But the miut itself is to tell me, and don't think that another beged would be metame in the sugya of negoim. That not. But when it comes to shloisha al shloisha, where I didn't have the special need to be marba tumas negoim, so maybe enoch inami, there would be a din still of kabbalas tuma, as long as it's shloisha al shloisha. Possibly. Other begadim. So other begadim, shloisha al shloisha, would be mitami. No, it'd be a nice idea, but there's two times it says the same thing. Trei meyut exivi. Actually, the Torah mentions twice beged tsemer, but beged tsemer, but beged pishtim. And it also says, zois teras nega tsaras, but beged tsemer pishtim again, which tells me now, one, to be memayit mishalash al shalosh, even in this din, v'chad l'mute mishalash al shalosha, for all dinim of begadim. Now this only works out, of course, according to Abaye. And as he's saying that it's the same halacha, nobody holds that there's a tuma on begadim, and shalosh al shalosh is just a reference to the din of tuma. But according to Rava, Rava says shalosh al shalosh b'shar begadim ikevinai. Rava said, no, it's pigdav kamina. Reb Shimon ben Elazar specifically mentioned shalosh al shalosh. It would be three tvachim itle. He would hold that indeed there is tuma on cotton, let's say. The Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael has the remed, not the remed, the limud from the klal prat of Negoyim Letlin. How does Rav Shimon ben Elazar, according to Rabban, know Shlosha al Shlosha b'sha'ar begadim minale? Where did he get the idea that there's such a thing as a beged made out of cotton? Oh, that he learns not from the Sugya of Negoyim. You're right, the Sugya of Negoyim is limited. He learns it out from the Sugya of Shrutzim, whereby Tumat Sheretz, the Torah says, O Beged. What's this O Beged? Kol Kliyetz O Beged. The O is always a reboot. So O Beged comes to be Marba, Ein Liela Beged, the Tanya, Beged. Why not just say Beged? Kol Asher Yifolo Lav Miyam B'Motam Yitmo. Kol Kliyetz Beged Or Osak. And then you have the O at the end, which is, tells you that all of these is either or. Why, therefore, do I have the word O? Because I would have thought, Ein li ela beged, shlosha al shlosha, we have our beged, bishar begadim, if it's not a real beged, just shlosha al shlosha. How do I know bishar begadim? When it comes to several pishtim, I know how I know. I'm not from the goyim. But shlosha al shlosha, which is not a real beged, bishar begadim, of other materials. The use of the word beged is confusing here. Bishar begadim means of other materials. The beged means a full garment. One is talking about a garment. One is about the material of the garment. How do we know it? Talmud Lomar, O beged. Which means that according to Abaye, who holds there's no such drasha, then the O beged has to be understood as being used for something else. So according to Abaye, how does he know what's this O beged coming for if it's not to be marve? Cotton begadim. So I O beged my avile. No, he says, how do you know? You know Tzemrul Pishtim by Negoyim. How do you know that Tzemrul Pishtim would be Matami B'Sheretz if they're not a whole beged? They're only Shalosh al Shalosh. And you only have one Rebuy. How do you know that Shalosh al Shalosh, which is Pachas, then Shalosh al Shalosh? By Tzemrul Pishtim, that's Matami B'Shrotzim. You only know that it's Matami B'Negoyim. So therefore, I need an extra ribuy to tell me that even b'shratzim it's tameh. Rava says, "Why do I need another raya? Goli rachmona gabi negayim mudan l'shratzim." Well, I don't get it. What's the difference? If I know we had the extra posik of v'ha beged, so why isn't v'ha beged telling me that there's a din of tuma on a beged of tzemer upishtin, of a small size of 3 etzpa'ot by 3 etzpa'ot, if it can be metame tuma segayim, why should it not be metame tuma shrotzim? Therefore, the o beged is not coming to tell me tuma shrotzim of tzemer upishtin. The old beggar must be coming to tell me that there's a din of two mashratzim on big day cotton or big day canvas or anything else that yotze min ha'etz. And Abaya says it's not true. If you would try to derive it from the goyim, I would be able to tell you that ikalamifrach malin goyim shekein shti ve'erev mitamei ben. Obviously the goyim. The goyim, we know that even a spool of thread is batach. And that doesn't prove anything because the tumah is coming out of it. It's something makabel tumah. So that's the reason that if you have a beged which is tumah with negoyim, it's metame even sholosh al sholosh. Well, how is that going to tell you anything about the din of shrotzim where you have to get the tumah from outside? It doesn't come from you. So maybe in order to be makabel the tumah from the outside, you have to be at least similar to a beged in the sense that it's suitable for ashirim as well, just like a full beged would be. No, it's not matami b'shvatzim. Says Rava, well, if that's the case, if you really believe that negoyim is more chomer, so then why would the Torah decide to use negoyim as the makor? Shouldn't you tell me the dinim by shratzim and then let me learn out negoyim from shratzim and say, if such a size could be makabel tumah of a sheretz, it's certainly going to be makabel tumah as a nega. Why would I go to nega, according to you? And now we're going to use nega as a model. Does that make sense? Use nega as a model. You also agreed we use it as a model. The Torah says beged all over the place, never defines what it means by beged, chooses the most unlikely place. Ah, buy it. That makes sense. Most unlikely place to be the model. Because you're trying to teach me what a beged is, so you bedavka choose the place where Abaya can hang up here and claim that nega actually is not a very good model. So how come it is a model? Minor problem. So explain to me. You should have made sheretz the model. So lichtavrach wanegavi shratzim v'leitem negoyim minayu. How would the Torah take a model that's not meant to serve as the model? Says Abaya, because shratzim would be a ridiculous model too. Negoyim yishratzim lo asu. You see, negoyim requires a kigris, which is larger than a dash. You fix six adashim. So if I would have said it by sheretz, I would never know the dinner by nega. Because I would say that tumah shrotzim is a much more chomer tumah. Tumah shrotzim, give me metame with the smallest size of a sheretz. The smallest size of a sheretz, we learn out at the beginning of a snail, its smallest size is the shear of this tiny adasha. And that's enough. So if that's the Torah called that a sheretz, it means that any sheretz be metame the shear of the smallest sheretz. How can I learn out negoyim from there? Mamela, according to me, is not a problem. Because I'm taking a model that at least in terms of the shear is not problematic. Then I can certainly derive shrotzim from it. It's not my fault that the model has other elements involved in it. Of course, the other elements being that it's also metami from itself, and that therefore shesiva erev is tomei. But I mean, we need to distinguish between the beged elements of a model and the shesiva erev, which are obviously not the model. I mean, I've never brought anybody a raya, and yet never did you see anyone who believes that shesiva erev should become now a model for Kabbalah's tumah of other materials. So therefore, there's two different issues. The Torah discusses beged semer, beged pishti. And the Torah talks about tzemer, the shisi and erev of tzemer ubishtim. One is a halacha that's unique to negoyim, and one is a definition of the word beged, wherever the word beged appears. What's the big deal? So it's used for a model in one element, not in the other element. Oh, we're going to use sheretz as a model, and then get everybody confused because his davka has the most chomer shear. Okay, so boils down, therefore, at least it looks like, a machlokas Abaya of Rav. Of course, tomorrow I'm going to keep it to the edge of your seats, but tomorrow we're going to find out that it's not so simple and that Rav doesn't stick with his own opinion. But meanwhile, it looks like we've got a serious machlokas over here whether other begadim can be makabel tumah according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, or it's not possible to have tumah at all, no matter what the size. To be continued. Do the argument about